You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and the fabulous Jessica Coffey.
I'm fabulous today.
Our executive.
I'm not there.
I just keep going.
I
should have stopped at fabulous, but oh no. I had to go and get another adjective. Hey, what's going on, Jessica?
Hey, y'all.
She is our host. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
You know, it's funny when I hear you say, she is our host. Am I?
You are the host.
I feel like I'm a guest to your show.
I'm just running the board over here. If you could run the board, you would be doing it all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You
when are you going to teach me the board?
Oh, anytime, boo.
Yeah.
Don't play.
I want you to.
Don't play. You'll
learn.
Be sitting over here by yourself. what's going on, Jessica?
Not much, Cam. Bam. Like, you know. What we say last show, life be lifin'.
Life be lifin'.
Yeah, it
ain't even funny.
I know. What's been going on with you?
Oh, just slow motion, just surviving. I'm trying to get, I'm so desperately trying to get back into a groove.
Uh-huh.
I left my groove in the second week of December, and I haven't found it yet.
You know what? It is really hard after the holidays, because not only have you been like resting for maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
For the holiday, but then winter weather hit us so hard that we had another extra week. It wasn't in the office.
I am really just struggling trying to get back to the groove.
Yeah.
And every time I get there, I'm almost there, something happens.
No, I'm not almost there. I'm far from it.
I'm far from it, too.
I am far from a groove, but I have to find it quick.
I mean, we got to. Yeah. I mean, work has got to get done.
Because the days seem like they last 45 years. And it's only 8 hours.
But when you're busy, when you're in your groove, the day goes by quick.
No, I've been busy and look up and it's 10. Then I look up again and it's 2. Then I look up and it's only 2:15.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's hard after the holidays. But you know what? We've gotten so much snow that I'm ready for spring. Like, come on. Birds. I am ready for my allergies to be messed up.
Oh, wow. That's saying
how much
something.
I'm over winter.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
So I see you're doing some new styling and profiling.
Well, it's not new, but.
It's original, huh?
I took off my nails.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, no. Put the dope.
Dope!
Yeah. That's how I feel without my nails right now.
Really?
I have worn them for probably 15 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
And over the break, I broke two.
Oh.
I broke two. I don't know.
That ain't nothing, right? You just go and get them repaired, right?
No. So I don't go to a shop. I go to, you know, an entrepreneur.
Oh.
And she was out of town.
Oh.
And it was Christmas break. So.
Oh, you did.
I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, you know what?
You took them off yourself, didn't
you? Yeah, because it was hard to type with two broken nails.
Oh!
So I took them off. I had them taken off. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen my little fat fingers by themselves in years. So I want my real nails to grow out to be a little bit stronger.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to get nails in about 2 weeks.
Wow, yeah. You know, it's funny. That's something that you really don't think about until you think about it. I mean, if I shave my mustache, it would be a huge change
gosh.
I would not like.
I don't think I would like it either. Hold up. Either. So, like, did you do the No Shave November or any of that?
I don't participate in none of that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
See, I've got a small little beard here. I keep telling my barber not to give me the chin strap.
Yeah, yeah.
But because my hair doesn't grow properly here, you know, we get this, right?
Uh-huh.
And so then he tries to cut, you know, real close. No, leave all of that, because that's the only place my hair is growing. And so, you know, I've grown close and.
What would you look like with no facial hair?
I don't want to know. I don't want
to
know.
I don't think I do either, but it would be fun to laugh at. Yo, wow. So my dad, I don't know what made him do this. Mm-hmm. I don't. And he never has done it again.
Right.
But I think he might nicked himself where he had to shave his mustache.
That's the only way it's happening.
I was like, I had no idea you didn't have an upper lip.
Right.
Where'd it go? So he made sure he never made that mistake again.
Oh, my God. I know.
I was like, Dad, this is not the look for you.
I mean, after, you know, but just as you were saying, 15 years of nails.
Yeah.
And then the change, although the change is natural and normal, you don't like it.
Right. That's my fingernails are an expense that I will go for. Like, you know, for years I didn't have internet.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. Wow. Like, not too long ago. Like, I was like, I'm not going to get into all of this. And then when Instagram came, I said, oh, I need internet.
Wow.
But like, I use my phone mostly. Mm-hmm. But now with the smart TVs and things like that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need internet now.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's things you can go without. You just don't realize.
Yeah. And the older, the more advanced in technology, the older I find myself, because I remember when we didn't have it.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember calling information instead of Google. Or, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? This is one thing, because I've trying to take a little social media break.
Mm-hmm.
How did we find out when things were happening?
We didn't. We found out a week later or whatever, whenever we found out, because nothing was that pressing.
But no, we used to go places and do like live music and things like that. Like, I don't know. Like, how am I off social media going to stay up to what's happening?
See, I grew up when you contacted people at home like after 6. And before that, they were not available, period. All day. You're not getting in touch with
me. Yeah.
And so this world would go absolute bonkers if we can't contact each other immediately.
Yeah. You know what? I came to work one day. I don't even know when. I forgot my phone.
Mm-hmm. That's the turn back around.
You know what? And I realized I forgot my phone when I was driving. Why? Because my music didn't connect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what? I am not turning back around. Mm. So I'm going to be without my phone like all day.
Let's see how that
so
works.
So I was without my phone. I got so much more accomplished.
Mm.
But then I said, what if I have a medical emergency in the car? What's going to happen? Who can I call? Can't call nobody.
That's a hypochondriac.
Yeah, that's what that is.
All right. Enough of that. It's time for a coffee break.
Okay, so for today's coffee break, I want to say, better to admit you walk through the wrong door than to spend your life in the wrong room.
Mm.
What you got to say about that, Tim?
That's powerful, because, you know, we make dumb decisions as we're younger.
Yeah.
And they
And older.
And older.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be making more advanced decisions as you're older.
Uh-huh.
Because you've been through some things. You've learned some things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk through that door and you decide, I don't care if I'm in the wrong room, I'm staying here. That's crazy. That's stunning your growth. That's stunning your purpose in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have walked into a railroad station and became a rail, but what if you're meant to be president? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Get out of the room. You
right,
know, don't and don't let the room confine you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I've done that at conferences.
Hmm.
I went to the wrong room.
Oh, talk about it.
And it's like, oh, do I continue to sit here and pretend as if I know what's going on and I'm supposed to be here?
Right.
Or do I get up and feel like
everyone's looking at me?
Everyone's looking at me. go out the room, but mm-hmm. I would rather get up and go out.
That's right.
Because the information that I'm trying to absorb wasn't the information that I was supposed to have right. anyway.
And it's wasting your time.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the wrong room and not admitting it, it's wasting your time.
Right. But you know what? You always have the ability to get up and go where you're supposed to
That's
go.
That's right.
And that happens with life too. We all make wrong turns, wrong decisions.
That's it.
But we have the opportunity to
just don't stay there.
That part.
Don't stay there.
Yeah. I think that's good.
That's a good one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on today? What are we talking about?
Today. I forgot to wear my red and you did too.
Yeah.
However, yeah. we have Miss Rose Hampton with us, who is our nurse practitioner. You know what? Folks on the show have heard so much about our nurse practitioner, and now we have her, on,
we
the
have her
show.
On the
yes.
show.
Yes. And we will be talking about Heart Health Month. You
Welcome,
know, February
Rose.
Is Heart Health Month.
Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
Yay.
Very good. Very good.
So we want to get a little into your background. You know, I want the viewers, because literally I feel like almost every other show we mention, we have mm-hmm. a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. So we're always talking about you, Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So give the viewers a little bit about your background. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I currently live in London, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I have two sons, and I've been a nurse for over 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
My last 5 years, I've been a nurse practitioner,
uh-huh.
and I've worked with all ages, geriatrics, pediatrics,
mm-hmm.
And I love what I do.
Yay. So how did you go from, I guess you were a registered nurse before,
mm-hmm.
What made you go to wanting to be a nurse practitioner?
I wanted to do more.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I was capable of doing more, and I wanted more.
Yeah. So can you tell the viewers, like, what is the difference between a registered nurse and a nurse practitioner?
The difference there is, the school.
Mm-hmm.
You're more educated,
mm-hmm.
and you can diagnose and treat patients. As a registered nurse, you cannot do that. You just take care of patients.
Right. So you're able to write prescriptions and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll probably need a
you
write me a
that's
new
good.
Prescription
I didn't know
on
that.
Something. No. So we want to talk about Heart Health Month. So if you could, let's talk about the heart. What are some of Let's talk about a heart attack, because whenever we hear about Heart Health Month, we think of heart attacks. What are some things, important things we need to know about heart attacks?
So first of all, what is a heart attack, right? Mm-hmm. So a heart attack, why does it happen? It happens because blood flow to your heart is either reduced or blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually from fat, cholesterol buildup in your arteries,
mm-hmm.
Coronary arteries specifically. So artery disease is the main cause of that. And a lot of times we can do things to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Like one would be what we eat.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So eating healthy,
mm-hmm.
eating a healthy diet, physical activity,
mm-hmm.
staying physically active. They suggest you have at least 150 hours a week
mm-hmm.
to be physical.
Uh-huh.
And then we can also, no smoking,
mm.
no smoking,
mm-hmm.
Stress.
Ooh, talk about that.
Yeah.
How you get rid of that? Sign me up for getting rid of stress.
But you know what? That's interesting, because, you know, a lot of people think it's all about what I eat and me not being active. No, stress.
Stress can play a major role in your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be as less stressed as possible,
mm-hmm.
and do things to help you decrease stress. And we all know how to do that. Exercise is a big thing,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Doing hobbies that make you happy. Spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
All those things that make you happy.
Right.
Is a big one.
Sounds good. So, you know, my first, I guess, experience with heart attack or heart disease or whatever. So when I was about 11, my mom's mom, my mimaw, she had a heart attack. She was very petite, very small. I don't even know if she was over 100 pounds. And she ended up dying. And I automatically thought, like, oh, this would happen to someone who is unhealthy, someone who is bigger. But that wasn't the case. And then that's how I ended up getting into nutrition, because I wanted to learn, like, what is this disease? What? And knowing that, like, food can help us was, like, you know, important to me for me to learn.
And the things that you can do to prevent it from
absolutely
happening, right? Like, mm-hmm. What's my risk factors? What can I do to stay heart healthy? What's some things you would think of?
Yeah, yeah. I think coming back from the break, if we could talk about what are risk factors?
Absolutely. And what are some signs of a heart attack?
Absolutely.
How about that? You are listening to Look Who's Talking. We'll be right back.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we are here with Miss Rose Hampton, who is our nurse practitioner. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, heart attacks and things like that. So I want to get into, what are some risk factors that folks can look out for?
So the things that you can do to help prevent and help with your overall heart health is not smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Physical activity every day.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what you eat. Eat as healthy as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise. I've lost my train of thought.
So how important is genetics? Like, if someone in your family had either a heart attack or heart disease, how, what's the probability of, you know, other family members going through that?
You want to make sure that you are monitoring your blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
That you're keeping note of that regular. Normal blood pressure, 120 over 80. So any abnormalities outside of that, you want to make sure you notify your provider.
Mm-hmm.
Keep good check on that. Keep good check on your cholesterol, triglycerides. Of course, age plays a factor in your overall health as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were having a heart attack, is it different signs for different people? Well, of course, I'm sure, you know, different people respond different ways. But what are some signs of a heart attack that we could look out for?
Well, we all kind of know what chest pain, discomfort in the chest, pain in your upper back, pain in one or both arms,
mm-hmm.
Your jaw. Dizziness could be also an aspect of that, nausea, vomiting, weakness.
Now, why would pain in your back?
Women more so with that. Women have more subtle signs than men, mm-hmm. as far as a heart attack. They have a lot more nausea, vomiting, more discomfort in the chest and then upper back.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I have a lot of weakness as well. Like, you just feel overall just really weak.
Wow, those are
kind of, you know, something's wrong, but you don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the shows we were talking about, you knowing your body mm-hmm. better than anybody. You know when something's not right.
Absolutely.
And getting in and seeing a medical professional to, let them know, hey, I know I look great. I know, everything looks right, but I just don't feel right. And if some of the signs of a heart attack are weakness, vomiting, and nausea, then, we really need to be taking.
Sometimes people don't have any signs or symptoms. Mm. So that's mm-hmm. also something that can happen. And people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't have any signs or symptoms of a heart attack mm-hmm. until they have a heart attack.
Mm. So when you're having a heart attack, what should you do?
Call 911. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you think you or anyone around you is having a heart attack, you want to call 911 and get emergency help as soon as you can.
So this is not something like, just have a seat, turn the fan on. We'll see how things turn out, because time matters, doesn't it?
Time matters, and if a heart attack can lead to cardiac arrest, and mm-hmm. cardiac arrest is when the heart completely stops beating. Mm. So, yeah.
So that's very important. If you feel like you're having some of these symptoms, the minutes matter. So let's try to mitigate that as soon as possible.
Yeah. So can we get into, do children have heart problems, and what are some of the things? How does this Heart Health Month or Healthy Heart relate to children?
Well, we want to make sure everybody is heart healthy, right, even as a child. So you want to make sure they're physically active
mm-hmm.
and that they're eating well, getting fruits and vegetables, proteins, all the good things, mm-hmm. right? And decrease the added sugars in the diet and things that are unnecessary processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for us to ingest, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that from your background.
Right, yes, yes. So is there I want to say, when it comes to like clogged arteries, how long does that process take? Is it something that can happen quickly, or?
Well, if something happens, it happens, throughout
gradually,
over the years.
Yeah,
and the longer you go without treatment is the worse that it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer that you go without treatment or monitoring by a provider, the greater risk that your heart attack will turn into a cardiac arrest, obviously.
Got you.
So we talked about some of the things that we can do on our own. What are some things that we can do that are outside of us? And I'm thinking maybe a primary physician will be able
make
to
monitor. Make sure you're getting your lab work, monitoring your cholesterol levels, your triglycerides. Make sure you're talking about, am I at risk for diabetes? Diabetes is a big thing with heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure you're not a diabetic as well. Yep.
Okay. And our primary physicians will, because triglycerides and all that, that's not in my daily conversation. But the primary physician can definitely keep up with that information.
And like I mentioned before, high blood pressure is a big factor. So you're going to make sure that you're checking your blood pressure regular and that anything else out of the norm that you let your provider know.
And for our viewers, what is like a high number for high blood pressure?
Well, a normal blood pressure is 120/80.
Mm-hmm.
So anything out of that range, you want to make sure you're writing it down, taking it to your provider's office. That goes along with age and,
gotcha.
And aspects there. So,
mm-hmm.
but 140s is a high number, obviously. 97, just throwing something out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to make sure that you monitor anything out of the norm that you let your provider know.
So what if it's lower? What are we looking at there?
A low blood pressure?
Yes.
There could be aspects there too, but it's not going to affect as far as a heart attack. You're not going to have a low blood pressure. It's not going to affect you in that aspect.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, those numbers, the only time those numbers mean anything to me is when I'm sitting in the ER and that machine is going and I'm looking at those numbers, although I don't know what I'm looking for.
They
give me my blood pressure every time I go to the doctor and I'll be like, mm-hmm, I don't know. Is that good or bad?
You don't want a low blood pressure because that doesn't mean good things, right?
Are you alive? Yeah, is what I think. Are you alive?
We want to be living.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those in the top number and the bottom number. I don't know if we want to go that deep because I will forget the moment you tell me. So yeah, it's just 120 over 80.
Is normal, and write it down. Take it with you to your doctor's office. Mm-hmm. You go for your annual, or if you have anything outside of the norm, if you're having headaches, you're not feeling well, mm-hmm. it's a good idea to make an appointment with your provider, mm-hmm. obviously.
That's awesome. So, okay, let's talk about you now. What do you do here at the council? How are you showing, selfishly for me, what brought you to the council? You know, you've been a medical profession for how long?
I've been a nurse in over 22 years. I've been a nurse practitioner for 5 years.
So this has got to be a little different. So what brought you here?
I love kids.
Oh.
I love pediatrics.
Oh, okay.
Great people here. It's a great job. I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful to be here.
Good. That's awesome. So what do you do for our kiddos?
I do well child exams, mm-hmm. And I do lead testing, hemoglobin testing. I just make sure they're healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal here, is to make sure they're healthy, they're well taken care of.
And when you observe something, what is your protocol? What happens? How, just so that our parents know, or our potential clients know, that when you bring your child to us, there is some firewalls that are set up to help protect your children.
If I find any abnormalities, I'm going to speak with the parents first, always, and then go from there as far as their provider or who I need to speak with, depending on the situation.
And one more thing. These things are really brought out through, I'm assuming, so I'm going to let you answer. How are these things brought to your attention? Are there some assessments that we do, or what?
Well, during their well child exam, I examine, and things that I find out of the norm, I'll let the parents know. Sometimes the staff will let me know, mm-hmm. and then we'll evaluate and go from there.
That's great. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show.
It has been very informative.
And I know that our parents rest easy knowing that we've got somebody who's looking out for them and their children.
Absolutely.
It's Heart Month, right? Yeah. So did I say it right?
Yes.
Yeah, Heart Awareness.
Heart Awareness.
Let's know about it. Let's do something about it. And let's stay healthy. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to Look Who's Talking.